This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and it is time for the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And let's see here. You, of course, can join us. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username in a little bit to allow you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Just finishing off the Keenvention 2015 weekend. And I had fun. Mark, you unfortunately weren't able to make it through the entire Keenvention. You stopped in today due to being in Vegas for the Bitcoin Investor Conference, which was carried live as you were broadcasting from the event here on Free Talk Live on both Thursday and Friday night. I think we should do a recap of both of the conferences when we get a chance.
Sure.
But let's go to the phones first, where Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi there. What's on your mind
today? I wanted to talk about the fact that the front page of the Concord Monitor, the newspaper for the capital of New Hampshire, the front page above the fold Sunday paper is all about a free stater.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me more.
This is a free stater who, when she got active in New Hampshire, the first thing that she did was start up a charity, sort of in honor of her father, to help try and get Thanksgiving dinners out to needy people all around the state with voluntary donations of money and time and food. And that's, of course, Amanda Bolden. And she got herself elected to the state House of Representatives, despite the fact that a number of organizations actually sent out direct mailers to her would-be constituents informing them that she's not a real Democrat. She's a free stater who's one of those horrible people that are sneaking in to destroy our state, and they're anarchists and scary. Well, that lady who got herself elected despite those mailers, and perhaps in part through the amazing goodwill she had in the community, is now being recognized for the two bills that she, as a freshman member of the House of Representatives, got two bills signed by the governor.
Yeah, people probably don't understand how unlikely that is, as a freshman in, especially the New Hampshire House, where there are 400 people, is pretty unlikely.
And to get these signed off with a great flourish by the governor, which the governor doesn't have to do, this article was the fact that now all of the leadership on the Republican and Democratic side at the top levels in this state are trying to jump in front of the parade about how do we handle the opiate crisis. And our opening shot has been make it possible for people to get the Narcan, get the cure, without having any kind of police harassment about it, to the point where there are signs on the sides of buses, here's how you get Narcan, get some if you need some.
That's happening? There are signs on buses now?
Yes. Like,
wow, that's cool.
The state is spending money to try and inform people about the fact that you should not let your friends die. It's perfectly legal. You can get this stuff. Here's how.
Interesting. That's a turnaround. So the state has gone from prohibiting the possession of Narcan to encouraging its possession?
Well, the governor of the state is lining up all of her friends, which unfortunately are basically the chiefs of police. It's horrible. But they're trying to sort of say, here's our strategy for how we're dealing with the crisis. And these bills are our first steps. And the
Republicans It was interesting. As somebody who's gone to now, I would say, countless hearings at the State House over the last couple of years, it's quite a few that I've attended. I did attend the hearings for the Narcan bill and Amanda's other bill, which does something else for heroin addicts. I forget what it was.
You can call people into You can call an ambulance for someone who's overdosing, and it does not in any way implicate you. The cops are not going to arrest you or the
person
who needs the ambulance.
Yeah, that's a big deal because a lot of people are afraid to call the police given they don't want to get arrested for having some heroin on them or whatever. And so these are two big bills, no doubt about it. In the hearings for these bills, I was blown away that no one testified against them, not even the chiefs of police who you can normally count on to testify against anything that repeals any kind of drug prohibition. And, you know, Narcan was prohibited. So they actually ended the prohibition of Narcan, essentially. The chiefs of police, the so-called Department of Safety, which is, for those outside of New Hampshire, that is essentially the state police. These people, not even the reactionary, ridiculous drug warrior advocates in the New Hampshire community. There's always, you know, if you want to legalize marijuana, they'll trot out some teenagers and they'll, I forget what the group is, NH something or other. Anyway, they'll trot out teenagers and they go through a script on how marijuana is so bad. Not even that group came to testify against this. No one testified against these bills. It was the most smooth sailing I've ever seen legislation get.
Well, and now you have the governor of the state saying in her bid to become a U.S. senator, which is her next eyes on the prize, if these bills prime sponsor a free stater that she's trying to get all the attention for about how great her vision and policy are, and this is how we ought to be doing things going forward, and the Republicans are having the entire pendulum of the – of now, just wait. If Amanda decides to run again – which I certainly hope she does. But if she decides to run again, it is going to be very difficult for those opponents to send out hate mails about her when
right.
she can just send them the front page of the Concord Monitor.
Yeah, I'm seeing this story over at the Concord Monitor's website, but it's got a picture of some other girl, Shaheen or something. I don't know who this is, but it's not Amanda Bolden, whoever it is they photographed for the article.
If you look at the title of the article, it's very, very telling.
Yeah, it says, who gets credit for the state strategy to fight the opioid crisis? It's not who you think. And, you know, something else that's worth pointing out here, Dennis, obviously we're all members of the Free State Project. We're participants in it. We've made the move. We're early movers in this idea of concentrating libertarians in the same state so we can actually have political success. It's hard to really... it's hard to really explain to people how much success we've already had. I mean, you're talking about a front page news story here, but we get front page news stories multiple times per year all across the state for various different reasons, like, whether it's the political success in Concord, whether it's the civil disobedience in Portsmouth with the illegal Uber driver, Chris David. There's so many different things that garner us news coverage here. And the average libertarian party or libertarian movement anywhere hardly ever gets any kind of mainstream media coverage at all, even when they do run for office. I mean, it's just the difference is stark.
I almost, Ian, I'm almost of the opinion that people, that libertarians generally, and I'm talking about the Big L libertarians, the party libertarians, don't particularly want to be successful. If they did, why would they be involved in the least successful, the least successful of three least successful three political parties out there? It seems like what they want to do is they want to write bylaws. They want to sit around at Bennigan's and chit-chat about the things that they want to talk about that they're not actually trying to do anything. The libertarians that wanted to do something have probably already heard about the Free State Project, are already planning their move, or have already moved.
If not, you should start planning your move. Dennis, your thoughts? Go ahead.
My thoughts are this was possible, and not this isn't just news. This is like, oh, what a friend we have in this Free State. It doesn't actually say, and she's a Free Stater.
Right, because if she did something bad, it sure would.
Yeah, this is the just top and bottom praise for this person. That being the front page, that's something. And that was possible because the first thing, in my opinion, it's possible in part because this was a brilliant thing for a bill to do, but in part because she had so much community support, because the first thing she did upon arriving in New Hampshire was, how do I volunteer in the community and help things for the people who are already here and need help?
Yeah, and her Shire sharing thing has become tremendously successful. You touched on it earlier. She started it in honor of her father. She's called the show over the years and talked about it. And it started small, but over the years it has grown to feed, I believe, hundreds of families in and across across New Hampshire during Thanksgiving season. So I know she's gearing up for that as we speak. So it's just an incredible success story. And you're only talking about one of 1,500 so far people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. And, of course, everybody has their own stories, and many of them are successes in their own right. Dennis, was there more you wanted to say?
That's all. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for the call tonight. Good seeing you at Keenvention this weekend. Dennis was one of the presenters of the what we call the old school panel, the people who've been here in New Hampshire for a long time, to get their perspective on how it's been so far. Free Talk Live.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we're going to introduce a special guest in a moment. But Mark, can you tell me about Purse, specifically
SaveAtPurse.com? SaveAtPurse.com is the way for you to... You give yourself a raise. Pretty much everything you need in life you can get at Amazon, and pretty much everything you can get on Amazon you can now get at a discount between 15% and 45%. 20% is pretty average at SaveAtPurse.com. All you have to do is go over there and sign up for an account. I guess the real catch is you need to use Bitcoin. Yes, this is the reason for you to switch over and use the new international peer-to-peer currency that is not issued by banks or politicians. It's controlled completely by people, the people that use it. Just go to SaveAtPurse.com. You'll have to get some Bitcoins, and you can go to Bitcoin.com to find some suggestions on where to do that.
Great site.
So SaveAtPurse.com to save.
And huge thanks to Bitcoin.com for putting up matching funds. This weekend was Keenvention. That's pretty much what I've spent the last 72 hours of my life doing. And Bitcoin.com ponied up to $1,000 in matching funds for a live auction that we had during Keenvention. The live auction auctioned off several different things, but ultimately it raised money for Ross Ulbricht. And Ross, of course, has to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to put on a criminal defense in an appeal. He was the guy who was accused and ultimately convicted of running the Silk Road, the underground marketplace that was infamous for having a lot of drugs for sale on there. He's now going to be spending the rest of his life in prison unless his appeal is successful. And if he can't afford to pay the attorneys, then it probably won't be successful, probably won't have a chance at all. So that was cool to have Bitcoin.com step up and match those auction funds. We raised over $400 to be donated to Ross's campaign, or Ross's his fundraiser. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've got a special guest in the studio. Chris David is with us. He's a Seacoast activist. He's a Free State Project early mover and was one of the keynote speakers at this weekend's Keenvention here in Keene. You are known to our audience, Chris, as the illegal Uber driver. You're somebody who has actually put it out there that you are going to continue driving for Uber, the ride-sharing service that is under fire in a lot of political jurisdictions around the country, despite the fact that Portsmouth City Council has basically outlawed driving for Uber. Is that right?
That is correct. About a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, a new transportation ordinance went into effect that made ride-sharing companies illegal. There's a path, theoretically, that ride-sharing companies can take to become legal. Uber, which is the only ride-share company that's been active in Portsmouth thus far, has said repeatedly, loudly, and over a period of months that this ordinance would force them to pull out of Portsmouth, or if they weren't going to pull out, just that it is incompatible with their business model. They've requested specific changes. They've been trying their best to work with the council over a period of months. It doesn't matter. Uber has been illegal for the past month. It's been kind of a slow build in terms of police kind of their willingness to step in and actually enforce didn't boil over until last week. The big news was that the first driver that actually got stopped and cited was a grandmother, a 63-year-old lady.
A part-time bus driver.
Part-time,
right?
Bus driver. And it just kind of, we lucked out that I happened to have a filmmaker riding shotgun with me that Friday night 2 weeks ago. And we were driving up through the downtown Portsmouth, the main square, and I saw a black car with two cop cars, one of which was a K-9 unit. With the,
in case grandma had a kilo of coke in the back.
You never know about those grandmas.
So we drove by, and I said, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's an Uber driver. And so, you know, as we drove by, the funny thing was that I had a ride request that was, like, right next to those cops. and so I was like, okay, this is awesome. Because I've been trying for, you know, a couple of weeks. Like, I've been pretty loud about the fact that I'm continuing to drive, partly because I wanted that first Uber driver cited to be me. Because then
you've got a lawyer lined up. You're ready to
lawyer
go to
lined
this.
Up, press ready to write the article, like, and then that would give me the opportunity to do something cool symbolically, like, I don't know, set it on fire in the park, the square, and get that picture and footage. I would do something creative with it. I don't know what, but
well, it's not like they don't know who you are. There's been a lot of press on the Seacoast about your civil disobedience here. This is ongoing civil disobedience. You're picking up people. How many nights a week are you out driving?
Fridays and Saturdays only. I used to drive more, but those are the action nights.
Yep.
And I had been driving until recently in Boston just because it's been better money. I've been busier with my other job recently, but when this ordinance went into effect, I said, you know, I need to drive in Portsmouth, yep. Number one, to fill the demand, because maybe about half of the drivers have been intimidated into not driving in Portsmouth. So there's a big, I mean, one driver who continued that first weekend that they were banned. He made like 375 in a single night. He told stories of
that's
like
stripper money. That's pretty good.
Trying to pick up this like group of people that were all trying to like cram people into his car. He said people were in tears, literally in tears, like this like wedding after party or something like that. They just could not get a ride after midnight. The taxis cannot handle the demand. And with Ubers off the road, it threw off that balance. So like there have been real, very real kind of human consequences to this. We have a separate story.
How about when the grandma got busted, weren't there some fares that she'd picked up or was going to pick up that were stranded as a result of that?
My theory is that those people that got kicked out of her car actually were who was summoning me, but they kind of canceled it. I would guess that if that is the case, they probably got intimidated. But yeah, the article about that says that, you know, there were two girls, you know, we're talking 12:30 a.m. on a Friday night. Usually at that time, like the taxis tend to dry up kind of after midnight,
mm-hmm.
or it's a lot harder to get them. You know, last call in Portsmouth is at 1 a.m. So the article said specifically that these girls like had no other ride. So it's like whether or not those were the people who summoned me or whatever, but like you're kicking two probably intoxicated girls onto the curb, and at the last line of this article, it's like, city officials repeat that, you know, the intention of this ordinance is to provide for people's safety. It's like, you just kicked two girls to the curb in the middle of the night with no other ride, and that's for public safety, when in the past 6 months, there's been not a single incident of anything wrong with Uber. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's about control. It's about a petty little city council someplace in Nowheresville trying to tell a globe-spanning, highly successful organization, you're going to do things the way we say over here.
I'm curious about the city council on this. What was the vote to essentially ban Uber? I mean, that's not exactly what they did. They created regulations that basically made it so Uber was illegal. What, was there any dissenting vote on that council?
The vote was 6-3. The three people who did not vote for the ordinance thought the ordinance was not harsh enough.
Strict enough. Wow. All right. Can you stick with us for a little while
yes.
to talk about this? 855-453. That's our toll-free number if you want to talk to Chris David, the illegal Uber driver. He's here with us in the studio, fresh out of Keenvention 2015. You can go to keenvention.info, see some of the recaps. I haven't posted day three yet, but that is still to come, and we can talk more about that, too. And more about being an illegal Uber driver. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi. I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Yeah. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to talk to or have a question for illegal Uber driver Chris David, he's in the studio with us right now on his way back shortly to the seacoast of New Hampshire, which is all the way across the state. He'd come out this weekend for Keenvention, where he was one of the keynote speakers, the video of which will be available at some point at keenvention.info. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. Otherwise, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. So, Chris, you have been driving illegally for Uber. And what I love about Uber is they didn't shut down their service in Portsmouth. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, City Council voted overwhelmingly to essentially create regulations that basically outlawed the use of ride-sharing services like Uber. They want Uber to jump through all kinds of ridiculous hoops in order to be granted governmental permission to bestow that upon them to operate in the political jurisdiction known as Portsmouth. And they haven't shut off their service. Anybody who's in Portsmouth can open up the Uber app, and then they can hail a ride. You, as a driver, can open your driver app, and you can accept rides. Have you talked to the managers of Uber? How do they feel about your open campaign of civil disobedience? It's garnering press, for better or for worse, for Uber. Have they, you know, have you discussed that with them?
Yeah, I went to, they had office hours every few weeks, either in Manchester or Seacoast area. They'll have office hours where drivers can come by and get questions answered. And so, you know, I went and I spoke with the three operations managers for New Hampshire, and I told them, like, you know, I am that person that you see, because some other drivers were, like, one driver was, like, complaining about or, like, trying to, like, tell on me or something. It was just
one of the Uber drivers?
One of the drivers was like, hey, did you see the, like, newspaper articles about the fuzzy-headed person who's been putting up all these flyers?
Was this person at the meeting you were at?
He was sitting right next to me.
He didn't know it was you.
Literally next to him. No, but I mean, everyone else in that room, I mean, we connected 80% of those drivers. There was probably about 20 drivers there. We connected, like, 80% of them into this Facebook group. So we're starting to kind of organize folks. But yeah, I went up to the operations managers afterwards. I was like, you know, I am that person. And you know, here's what I'm doing. And you know, their line is, we kind of want you to let us handle, you know, dealing with the city. And I was like, I got that, but you know, I'm not asking.
You're not dealing with the city.
I was like, well, I've been to some of the city council meetings, okay, you know, earlier in the year, and just generally they don't want people kind of doing kind of renegade thing, or that's their line. But I was like, you know, I'm not asking for you to sanction what I'm doing. I just want to kind of give you the heads up that this is what I'm doing. And they said, okay, well, you know, without, you know, commenting specifically on what you're doing, we appreciate, you know, people who take, you know, passionate action, and you know, people basically Uber likes when grassroots pressure is put on. If you look at how they rallied the people and users of New York to, like, melt down the phone lines of the de Blasio administration when they tried to cap Uber's growth there, I mean, their CEO has explicitly stated that their policy is one of, quote, principled confrontation. Like, they want to push the envelope as much as they can.
They certainly do. I don't know what their legal budget is, but it's got to be tremendous.
Sky high.
They have so many active court cases against various different cities all around the globe. They've had their offices raided in France and I believe Hong Kong as well. Let's go to the phones here and we'll continue talking about your story, but I know Dana is on the line in Michigan listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hello, Dana. You're on with Chris David.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Chris and Mark. You know, I don't want to be that person that calls in and says, I'm so sick and tired of a government interference. And I also, because I do believe that certain things, there are certain laws that we have to abide by. Otherwise, it'd be just chaos. But you know what? And I'm going to sound so cliche, but I am so sick the death of governments sticking their noses in, blocking innovation, blocking competition, which delivers a lower price to the consumer. I'm so sick of it.
Well, it really reveals the truth, doesn't it, Dana? It reveals that the government isn't interested in protecting the consumer with their regulations, which is what they claim the regulations are there for. They're interested in protecting the old established businesses. In the case of Uber, that established business would be the old school taxi companies who are used to doing business the way it's always been done, and then Uber and Lyft and these other ride-sharing services come into the marketplace and disrupt the marketplace and create just innovation, levels of innovation that the business has not seen in decades. And so really it makes it pretty crystal clear what the government is doing, doesn't it?
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, Chris, the one thing we can say to everyone is when stuff like this happens, I want to say two more things. The reason why I called. So one thing is what makes me so crazy is these people elected on these municipal, you know, councils, they're our neighbors. And I don't know what it is, and even at a state or federal level, they get a little power and they get crazy. The other thing, every single person in earshot of this program tonight, I will never in my life, when I need, ever go and get another cab again. Ever.
Thanks, Dana, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think about that? You know, these city councilors, certainly here in New Hampshire, everything's very, very small. Everything's very local. Politics is very local. These people have to go around. They have to meet their neighbors, generally, in order to get elected in a place like New Hampshire. And you've gotten a lot of positive response from the people in Portsmouth. Certainly the people who you're picking up obviously love your service. You've got high ratings. What was it, 4.85 or something like that out of 5 stars?
Yeah.
On Uber. So clearly you're satisfying your customers. Are people not calling on the city councilors? Or if they are calling on them, are they just totally cold and like completely in the pockets of these taxi cab companies?
The city council has the people that I've interacted with, and I've heard other people interact with them. They have kind of their standard line about, you know, we need a level playing field and we need everyone following the same set of regulatory crap. I mean, it's so transparently about power for them. I mean, I laid out what I thought was a pretty strong argument. You know, when I earlier in the year when they were first debating this ordinance, I went to the city council meetings and, you know, you had your taxi people standing up and saying, you know, advocating for us to be explicitly banned. And I say, you know, I stood up and I said, look, if you're looking for a level playing field, it's very simple. Like, instead of adding punishment to innovation, which is just going to, like, make it so that innovation doesn't come here, like, just unshackle the cabs. Like, what we're proposing is not, this is, like, something they need to do special for Uber. Like, freedom and liberty benefits everybody. So even the cab people seem to, like, kind of like, oh, okay, he's not, like, some anti- cab troll, but
because everybody's out there and hates cabs. Like, can you imagine where these people are coming from? They think that their protection is so solidly set in granite that they deserve this protection, that people who want to take it from them hate them. People don't hate you if you drive a taxi cab.
Oh, I appreciate when taxis take
this
places.
Is just innovation, and I get it. Innovation's tough. It was really hard for the candlestick makers when somebody invented a light bulb.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean that they hated candlestick makers. You are not a victim. You're just a cab driver who works under an old model. Step up,
change,
work under the new model.
And you're welcome to drive for Uber. Exactly.
What do you think, just out of curiosity on this, I would imagine that taxi drivers probably feel like they would make less money doing that. Is that true?
Some do. I've heard from stories of cab drivers who make more money with Uber. It kind of varies by city, but...
Okay.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are a couple more things I'd like to cover if you can stick with us, Chris.
Yes.
Specifically, there's a city councilor who's apparently running on against the idea of you, who's a cab company owner. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number, if you want to talk to the illegal Uber driver, he's Christopher David from Free Uber, which we haven't really talked about yet. I want to do that. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show here. Username is lrn.fm. Chris David gave an excellent keynote. Not really a keynote speech as much as it was like a keynote session, brainstorming session on Saturday night at Keenvention. It was recorded. It will be available eventually over at keenvention.info. I release the videos from the event weekly, and I do them in the order that they happened at Keenvention. So it'll be a few weeks down the line, but we'll get it out. You've been making headlines in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as a civilly disobedient Uber driver. Uber has not turned off their service in Portsmouth, despite the fact that driving for Uber may very well lead you to getting a $500 ticket. Now, I believe the first ticket is $500. Does it go up to $1,000 on ticket number two?
Yep, $1,000 for every successive offense.
Yeah, and they've already ticketed a grandmother who was driving for Uber part-time. And, of course, the taxi cab companies are railing against Uber in town. There's even one guy who's ordered his taxi drivers to snitch on Uber drivers. So when they see the Uber drivers around, they will write down their license plates or call the police and inform them about your presence. And that very same taxi cab owner, I referred to him as a city councilor before we went away there for a moment. He's actually not a city councilor, but he wants to be on the city council now. And isn't he running a campaign basically complaining about you posting signs around town? You've been posting signs promoting Free Uber, which is at this point a Facebook page, a website. It's a website, right?
We're online at freeuber.org. We've got a Facebook page. It's kind of our hub for organizing people focused initially on Portsmouth because that's where we have people, but we want to expand this out to Manchester where Uber is also illegal.
What do you want to organize them to do? Are you organizing just Uber drivers, or are you organizing the public to, like, reach out to
it's,
the council?
It's a little of both. We're starting to focus now. We kind of have just completed kind of the public awareness campaign. Like, everyone knows about this issue in Portsmouth now. Mm-hmm. We've done a good job on that. Our next step is communicating directly with drivers, just to kind of have a support network where people feel comfortable, like, kind of driving anyway, even despite the fact that it's illegal, because drivers are coming under increasing pressure to comply with the law. There was one driver who, on his own initiative, went to Concord, obtained proof that he had a clean criminal background history, individually purchased a commercial insurance policy, which he could afford because he's a business owner, and himself jumped through all of the hoops the city wanted to jump through. So there is one quote-unquote legal Uber driver.
I was going
to
ask you about him. Was that the guy who was kind of snitching on you at the meeting?
No. Okay. Different fella. I haven't met him, but, you know...
How do you feel about that?
People are going to have to choose what side they're on. And mm-hmm. part of why I like this is because it's kind of a teachable moment here where Uber drivers, we've begun to kind of connect them together in a Facebook group and you know, we're sharing information to each other and just kind of, you know, these drivers, many of whom, most of whom have not been libertarian or even political at all, they're really seeing in action the evils of government. So just to kind of get those people, you know, informing their customers of what's going on, one of our next stages is to get flyers in the hands of every Uber driver that's kind of on our side to
inform
their customers.
There's no prohibition on, like, giving a customer a flyer.
There's no prohibition. No, everyone's 1099s. Uber drivers can do whatever they want.
Right.
And Uber's...
If the customer doesn't like it, they can give you a bad rating.
Yes.
Right. Let's go to Carl. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Chris David.
Chris, my question is this. I've only met one Uber driver I didn't use him, but my question, do you notify your insurance carrier that you're doing this? Because my concern is if you had a bad accident and your insurance company say, well, we didn't know he was carrying fares. We're not covering that. Do you have an answer for that?
Yes. While we drive for Uber, we are covered under Uber's insurance policy.
Really?
Uber insures every driver and everyone in their vehicle.
So that's part of the contract.
Up to $1 million. You compare that to the insurance policy that's required of taxi cabs, they're required to have $300,000 worth of insurance. So there's some drivers who post on our Facebook page, they're like, well, why don't you just buy insurance? No, we're already insured through Uber. That's part of their business model. They, you know, with their billions of dollars in venture funding, purchase these policies that they can extend to drivers. So we're insured up to $1 million while we are on an active driving for Uber.
That's outstanding.
Okay, Carl? Yeah, the guy I talked to, he had no markings on his car or anything on his person because he said they were being harassed in Atlantic City.
I believe it. I mean, there are some people, some of the Uber drivers around the globe who've had been physically attacked. I remember seeing a video from, I think it was Mexico City, where cabbies were throwing rocks and smashing Uber drivers' windshields and, you know, side windows.
Yeah, this isn't about insurance. This isn't about public safety. This is about protectionism. Essentially just organizations claiming to be the only ones that are allowed to give rides in a given area.
Right. Okay, thanks for taking my
call. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate hearing from you. And we will take your calls if you want to make them. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So this counselor, or excuse me, the wannabe counselor, the guy running that owns the taxi cab company that's most heavily against Uber, he's coming after, he's sort of attacking your signage, right? You've been posting flyers around town informing people about free Uber, and he's making that into a campaign issue?
Apparently. He has, we have an election this Tuesday.
Yeah.
In 2 days in Portsmouth, all of the city council are up for re-election. And, you know, so the city's blanketed in campaign signs. So, like, our Uber signs have kind of been, like, you know, gone along pretty well with that whole thing. But he has one sign, and it says, the one sign campaign, keeping Portsmouth visually clean. Like, this is the same guy who has called me in, you know, on one of these comment sections, he's called me a paper terrorist because we put up 1,000 flyers around town. And, you know, these flyers have been really, really effective at getting people talking about this issue.
So, and they might also be effective at hurting his business a little bit. Right?
And that is also partly the intent, yes.
And so now he's basically crying about it in his political campaign.
Boo-hoo.
I mean, there's no doubt that you're having a tremendous impact here. And as we were pointing out earlier when Dennis was on the line, you're just one of 1,500 people that has moved here as part of the Free State Project. And up until the last 3 months or whatever, you were kind of in the background, if you will, one of the activists who might have been doing activism but not making headlines for it. Now, all of a sudden, you've jumped into this, and you've jumped in full force. FreeUber.org is the website, but it's not the only thing you're doing for activism. You led a great discussion at Keenvention about abolishing the state, a much more kind of large concept in general, and how, you know, can we go about doing that. We recorded the video of that, and it's going to be part one of what you told me was going to be a two-part presentation on this. You've created a Facebook group called Abolishing the State, or Facebook page called Abolishing the State.
Yep.
And you're just getting the ball rolling on this project, so I don't know how much you can talk about, but if you want to give a quick pitch, you're welcome to.
Yeah. So we had this conversation, and part of the thinking behind it was, you know, I want to take some of the lessons that I've learned in Portsmouth for how you can actually successfully exist and conduct business despite having not just no permission to do so, but to actively have your, like, people who are making it part of their day job to, like, hunt you down and try to stop you from doing what you're doing and calling the cops on you and having the cops stop you and, like, to be able to thrive economically and despite that and to have this, like, huge wellspring of support. So it's like, hey, can we apply this same approach to other issues? Can we apply this same approach to other geographical areas? And I'm thinking right now in terms of New Hampshire, because in New Hampshire we have enough people on the ground to kind of do some interesting agorist, counter-economic kind of projects. So we've got a couple ideas, and we had just this great brainstorming session, and, you know, extending what we've been doing by having, let's say, like in Keene, where Uber is not turned on yet, you know, to have, like, a blockchain-based version of that where we can just, like, just drive and not have any permission slips. So kind of extending what I've learned and just kind of inviting, you know, you people in Keene here, you're the masters of civil disobedience. I'm new to all this. So just to have, you know, an opportunity for people to kind of chip in ideas that they think, it moving in the direction of what I think, you know, any anarchist, any voluntarist, any proponent of a truly free society, what do we want? We would like to see a truly voluntary society in our lifetimes. That's what I want. That's my goal. So just to have people have an hour to just kind of talk about how we make that happen, I think we need more of that kind of conversation.
Absolutely. And thank you for spending the bulk of this hour here with us on Free Talk Live. I know you probably want to head back towards the Seacoast. It's like 2.5 hours, I think, from Keene. So really appreciate your time. It was great meeting you this weekend, Chris.
Thank you.
And, of course, please keep in touch with us and keep the updates coming from freeuber.org. We'll continue. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's free. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.